The Fed's out of options. Rate cuts, money printing, balance sheet reversals. They call it policy, but it's really panic. This is in-game economics, where hope replaces discipline and the illusion of control finally breaks. They're not cutting rates because things are strong. They're cutting because the system is cracking. Inflation's eating savings. The labor market's stalling. Confidence in the dollar is fading fast. For decades, the Fed built a house of paper. Now they're striking the match that could burn it all down, leaving you to pay the price. When's the last time you actually held the wealth you've spent your life working for? My friends at Noble Gold Investments have been helping Americans move from paper wealth into real tangible assets. Numbers on a screen can disappear, but physical gold and silver, they've outlasted every crisis in history. Visit NobleGoldInvestments.com and get your free wealth protection kit today. That's NobleGoldInvestments.com for your free wealth protection kit. Discover how simple it is to protect your future.
Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals, including gold, involves risks. Consult with your tax attorney or financial professional before making an investment decision.
I'm Kiana, and I leveled up my business with Shopify. Once I figured out that Shopify was a thing, I never turned back. I can create a site with my eyes closed. Shopify thinks ahead of us, you know, and it thinks about the customer more than anything. Every day I'm thinking about some other new business, but Shopify is doing it to me because it's so easy to use. It's like I can't stop. I'm addicted.
Start your free trial at shopify.com.
What's going on, everyone? Welcome to another episode of Box Score Breakdown. Once again, I'm your host, Tim Woodson, bringing you another banger sports ethos presentation presented by FanDuel. We have a ton of games to talk about today, and we just saw a rookie score the most points ever in NBA history. I lost for words at what Cooper Flagg is doing, but we have a long road before we get to that game. Let's not waste any time and get straight to the action. So, first game of the day, the Indiana Pacers lose to the Charlotte Hornets 129-108. Yeah, the Hornets are buzzing, but it's the Pacers, so like, who cares? We'll go ahead and check and see what happened in the Pacers game. Pascal Siakam actually balled out, man. 30 points, 7 rebounds, 2 assists, 2 steals, 2 triples. Great shooting from the field. Luckily, only 2 or 3 from the free throw line. And then he didn't return at some point, but I mean, he played a full game at that one. At this point, if he gets rested the rest of the season, it's a week left in the season, I would be okay with the drop here. Absolutely. They had Kobe Brown starting, who had 12-9-4, 50% from the field, 1 triple. Might get some extra one next week. These guys are, like I said, this is the end of the road, basically. So you're going to see a lot of people who start getting sat or maybe even rested if their teams are going into the playoffs and they have the ability to rest their players. Or you're going to see people make that last-minute push, which is going to be like these guys in the play-in, or that's probably sitting around the 5th and 6th seed. Or if all the standings are tight, which they usually are in the West, it'll be in that similar situation too. Ben Shepherd started off like super hot, and then, yeah, 7 points, 3 rebounds, 2 assists. This is why you don't roster Ben Shepherd unless you're in like the deepest of deep leagues possible. Solid game from Quentin Jackson, though. 16 points, 3 rebounds, 5 assists, a steal, 2 triples, 75% from the field. That's nice, man. That's nice. I wouldn't trust that shooting, but he has been shown the ability to produce a solid line here and there. Still think it's deeper league stuff, but unless they let him loose the last week of the season. And J-Hub started, he took 18 shots. He only made 5 of them. Oh, my God. 12.6 rebounds, 4 assists, still in the block, 2 dribbles. I think that's still okay. It's just like 29% on a Friday in your matchup. Oh. It sucks. We'll talk about the bench guys a little bit. Obi Toppin at 11 points and 4 rebounds and 3 triples, 4 of 9 from the field. 20 minutes. He's still minutes capped because of that leg injury. Totally understandable. You had Cam Jones with 7.6 rebounds, 10 dimes, and a steal. Oh, man, it's very close to a double-double. 1 triple, 3 of 5 from the field. He only took 5 shots. He had been interesting, but then they were like running Andrew Nimhard, and now they're starting Quinn Jackson over him. He's still a deeper league guy. And you had like 6 points and 2 rebounds from Talen Peter. Micah Potter is also playing. He also got 4 points and 2 rebounds. Looks like we are no longer rostering Micah Potter. Next team, we'll go ahead and check on the Charlotte Hornets. There was no Musa Diabate. He did not play in this game. Brandon Miller had 22, 6, and 3, a steal, a block, 4 triples, 9 to 17 front of field. Still believing we might be drafting this guy. Maybe not the top 30. We're going to be drafting him in the 30s. I believe it. like in the third, early fourth, yeah, I could see if drafting him there next year. I feel pretty confident doing so. 18, 6 and 9 with two steals from LaMelo Ball, five triples, 6 of 15 from the field, 1 of 2 from the free throw line. That's probably a more, field goal for him makes more sense than he usually is shooting. Usually he's been shooting pretty well, granted, but he's sitting around 40% for the season. So that's fine. Still not bad. It's a great line, 1 of 2 from the free throw line there. Ryan Kalkbrenner, 7 points, 8 rebounds, 2 assists, 3 blocks. It's not bad for a spot start. He gets you the blocks, close to a double-double. 3 of 7 from the field is weird for him, but yeah, take what you can get. Miles Bridges is going on a nice little run over the last couple games. It's good for him. 19.6 rebounds, a block, 3 triples, 7 to 16 from the field, 2 of 2 from the free throw line. I'll take it. Khan with a good game, 24-4, 2 steals, 3 triples. Great shooting, 7 to 12, 3 of 3 from the free throw. Man, he's good, man, but I don't know. There's a player we got to talk about at the end of this show. Ooh, I don't know if he's going to win this rookie of year now. Jesus. Cyan James had 13, 6, and 3 with a steal, 4 triples. Nice deeper league play. I still think he is one. I don't think he's going to be able to consistently do that. Interesting if he gets better next year, maybe so. But he's not anyone even roster in 12-team leagues. Kobe White had 11, 3, and 4. He took 7 shots. This is what I thought he'd be doing. Like, and then the high end would be 15, 5, and 5. He had been getting so many shots. One triple and a 4-4 from the free throw line. It's a toss-up for me in 12-teamers, but I understand the deeper leagues. Absolutely, yes. 6-2-2 for Josh Green with a steal in his 24 minutes. And you had Pat Connaughton. Oh, my God. I forgot he was on the team. 7 points, 3 rebounds, 1 assist, 1 steal, 2 triples in his 18 minutes. These guys, you know, have to worry about, but they are on the team and they did do a little bit of something. Either way, good stuff for the the Hornets as they are starting to prepare for the play-in, man. I'm excited for them. I really am. Apologies there. I need a little bit of water before I move forward. Next game of the day, I don't even know what's going on with Minnesota. They lose, dude. Granted, it's a fully healthy 76ers team, which they weren't bad. They were good when they were healthy. They win 115-103 over the Timberwolves at home. We'll go ahead and check on the away team like we usually do, or the losing team first. Minnesota Timberwolves. Yeah, Ant returned it. Oh, man. 8 points, 2 rebounds, 3 assists, 2 steals, 1 block, 3 of 15. Oh, man. That's bad. That sucks. I there's a lot going on with this whole getting exemptions from the rule. Just like having like you got to file a complaint to the NBA and to Adam Silver, and Luka's agent did it. It's like a pretty much saying like, oh, I should be able to get this 65 game rule appended just so I can get awards at the end of the season. Ant technically is on pace to play 65 games, but he played one game and he played 3 minutes in that game. Therefore, he is not eligible. I mean, I think he should get it too. The same for Cade, man. His circumstance due to collapsed lung, it's so sad. It's something to keep an eye on. I don't think anybody's going to get it. The rule is the rule. And if it was fair, they wouldn't give it to anybody. And Ant's going to miss awards. And then he's doing this. It's just this sad, man. Sad to see him go out like that. Rudy Gobert, 5 points, 16 rebounds, 1 assist, 2 of 8 from the field, 1 of 1 from the free throw line. Not his best shooting. Now you got 2 of 8 from Rudy Gobert. But he give you 16 boards at least, you know, give or take. Julius Randle, 21, 7 to 3, 2 steals, 1 triple. Great shooting, 60% from the field on 15 shots, but 2 of 6 from the free throw line. He's starting to turn those Julius Randle's free throw nights, where they look like this every once in the blue moon. He'll be better than that. And honestly, the line is pretty solid. It's just, that's a rough free throw night. Aldesumu, 19, 5, and 3, still in the block, 4 triples, 6 of 16 from the field. He took 16 shots. I'm glad that he's in a starting lineup. And he started for, whoa. Oh, he started for Jaden McDaniels. That's hurt. Yes, man, that makes sense. And 3 of 3 from the free throw. Good strong line. He's a good player. I'm interested to see how he looks next season, because honestly, I think he's playing better than Dante DiVincenzo. By the way, Dante had 11 points and 1 assist. three triples, 3-11 from the field, 2-3 from the free throw line. That sucks, dude. I mean, if you wanted to move on last week of the season because you got this like random silly season hero that's balling out better than him, I understand. I totally understand. We'll check on the bench, guys. Bone Highlands. Oh, Bone's cooked, man. 21 points, 5 rebounds, 3 assists, 2 steals, 5 triples, 50% from the field, 2-3 from the free throw line. A beautiful game. He usually, when Ant is there, it's not someone we can play, but that's strong. Deeper leagues, you should hold him. I don't know if he's going to get 30 minutes every game with Ant back, but hey, man, we see you, Bones. We see you. Naz Reid had 12-7-1 with 1 steal and 2 blocks. Love the full line, 1 triple. He had a rough shooting night, too, 5-14 front of field. Man, I don't know. I don't know what's going to happen with Minnesota in the play. I don't think they're going to do good this year. I don't think Minnesota's going to do that good this year unless Ant picks it up. But Ant's kind of hurt. And I wonder what it looks like when it comes to playoff time. I think next year it'll be good because they need to address the point guard situation. They really do. And take it from there. I think there's some building that they can do with this team, and Ant is still young enough to do so. We'll go ahead and check on what happened with the Philadelphia 76ers. Joel Embiid played. Yay. Look at this, dude. 19-13-7. Whoa. With 3 blocks? Yeah. If he's healthy, man, like, if Joel Embiid was healthy, we'd be drafting him in the first round every year. Not a question. But he's just not. And it's hard to trust. He had been rolling, and then, like, when playoffs started to come around, like, early fantasy playoffs and, like, the average range of fantasy playoffs, he wasn't there. It's a toss-up, man. Didn't have his best shooting night, 35% on 17 shots, but he did give you a strong 6-7 from the free throw line. Think about the next season. It's going to be a toss-up. It's whether you want to take it or not. Dude, I don't know what the heck Paul George has been doing. They might drug test this man again. 23 points, 6 rebounds, 6 assists, 4 steals and a block. What? 6 turnovers. Who cares at that point? 3 triples, 6-15 from the field, 8-10 from the free throw line. This is like vintage Paul George. He's playing big minutes, 38. I don't know where this is coming from, but we roll with it. I mean, if you picked him up after this suspension because your league was still going, great move. He's balling. Great move. Don Barlow had 7 points, 10 rebounds, and 3 blocks. That's solid, Don, especially for if you have him for a deeper league. I'd take that. Good shooting, 3-5 from the field. Nice line. VJ Edgecombe, oh, they turned him into a pumpkin again. All the guys are back. Dude, even Kelly Oubre got more shots than him, which we'll talk about Kelly Oubre in a second. 8 points, 2 rebounds, 3 assists, 2 steals. He didn't just have a good game not too long ago, but when the three, like, amigos are together, Maxey, Embiid, and George, it's hard for VJ to have stuff to do, to be honest. Honestly, Tyrese Maxey only took 13 shots. He took less than Paul George and Joel Embiid, which, honestly, that might be good. Dude's been pretty much running like his Energizer Bunny the whole season. But 21-6-8 in 2 blocks, this is why we drafted him. This is why I think he's going to be drafted in the first round next year again, too. Yeah. 1 triple, 7-13 in front of the field, hit all 6 of his free throws, banger line. Love that. Kelly Oubre Jr. had more to do off the bench. He's playing that 6-man role, and dude, it works. 21 points, 5 rebounds, 1 assist, 4 triples. 67% from the field. That's good, man. Even Quinn Grimes, I mean, he only played 25 minutes, but this is still strong. 10 points, 4 rebounds, 1 assist, 2 blocks. 5-8 from the field. Those shots, though, both of those guys are going to rely on high volume in order for things to click. And if they happen to shoot, like, 2 shots less, their lines will look totally different. To be fair, Kelly Oubre did do pretty well. But Quinn Grimes' line is not good enough to garner a roster spot in a 12-team league. And you had Edem Bona and Andre Drummond barely get minutes, but looks like Andre Drummond won this one. 4.6 rebounds, 1 steal, 1 block. Perfection from the field, 1-1 from the field, and perfection at the free throw line with 2-2. Embiid's back, though. Man, if they make a run in the playoffs, that'd be interesting. They just need everybody there. Everyone has to be along for the ride. Next game of the day, the Atlanta Hawks. Barbecue chicken, the Brooklyn Nets. I saw the score, I was like, oh, my God. 141-107 is Brooklyn. I get it. But, gee, that, wow. Okay. 141 points is a lot. We're going to check out the Brooklyn Nets. This is always going to be a mess, man. And like I said, like, unless if you can avoid rostering these players, you probably should. Do it. Like, get away from them. Go go roster somebody else. Some of these lines are always intriguing and you want to like get it to click and pop, but sometimes these players don't play enough minutes. We'll go ahead and check on the Nets first. Nolan Traore, would love for him to get more minutes, and he did. He almost got 30 in this one. 13 points, 2 rebounds, 4 assists, 3 steals, 1 block, 2 triples, 5-11 from the field. Yeah, man, if it was consistent, I have him on rosters all the, like everywhere, but it's not. We'd want it to be, but it's not, unfortunately. Drake Powell, 6 points, 2 rebounds, 4 assists, 2 steals in the block, 29 minutes. That's better. 2-7 from the field, 2-2 from the free throw line. I just don't think he's not. I didn't even worry near the 12-team guy. But deeper league, sure. Was love to see him do more, you know? Nick Claxton, 16-5-2. I don't know. He's only playing 25 minutes. I don't think you really need to roster Nick Claxton, but that's just me. Especially going into the last week of the season. I don't think you need to. Noah Clowney, 12 points, 4 rebounds, 1 assist, 1 steal, 1 block. Solid, but I also don't think you need to roster this guy. He did that in 20 minutes. He only played 20 minutes. 4-7 from the field, 4-4 from the free throw line. 8 points and 2 rebounds from Terrence Mann. 2 triples, 3-5 from the field. We're definitely rostering in the 12-team leagues, but deeper league, sure. I was interested in Ben Sarov because he started to get a bit of run coming down the stretch as the season was ending, but 2 points and 4 assists? Yeah, I think I'll pass. It's not working with him either. Zaire Williams moved to the bench. He had 8 points on 20% shooting. Thanks, man. I think you need to roster this guy either. That's why I said a lot of these guys you don't need to roster. Chaney Johnson is interesting for deeper leagues. 11-6-4 with a steal in the block. 5-7 shooting. 1-2 from the free throw line. Yeah, I'd consider that. If anything, these guys might be one play streams instead of someone you just have sitting on your roster because you're trying to like get value out of. You can't even trust Josh Minor. He got 20 minutes. He had 10 points, 3 rebounds and a steal with 2 triples. You see the vision, but these guys aren't getting enough minutes. They're playing everybody. Malachi Smith had like 15 points with 4 triples on 5-8 shooting. Congratulations to him, but it's still a mess. Like I said, if you can avoid teams like this right now, and unless you know there's like a legit play, which I don't even think there is, maybe Chaney Johnson for deeper leagues, I don't think you need him. We're going to talk about the Atlanta Hawks, dude. They're just cooking, man. I'm really impressed. And they have the Pelicans pick next season. Like, oh, man. This team might be better than we thought they were. The main dudes did what they need to do. 18-11-5 from Jalen Johnson with a steal, 1 triple. 6-12 from the field, a solid 5-7 for the free throw line. Yeah, he has those nights. Would love to. If he corrected his free throw next season, oh, he'd be a monster. Because you got to think about it. If his free throw goes up, so does his points. His overall, like, true shooting and stuff, that's all. Not usually relative to fantasy, but his free throw percent will go up and his points will go up. And he can get to the line. Like, he's a pretty solid guy. Like, 6'9", like, dude's not small. He's not a little guy. Man, he'd be a monster. Did not honestly draft him at like 11 with confidence. But I got him at like, I have him at like 13, 14. We'll see. You never know. He's still young. Nikhil Alexander-Walker, 21-4-3, 3 blocks. Oh, wow, nice. 4 triples, 8-16 from the field, 1-1 from the free throw line. Dude might be I would love for him to win MIP. I'd be okay with that. I have him or Ryan Rollins, also low-key Jalen Duren. I'd be okay with that. I think he's got pretty favorable odds. I don't know if you guys are into sports betting. Totally understand. If you are, you can always bet on FanDuel as they sponsor the show, but I'd be okay if he went MIP. That'd be cool to see. Onyeka Okongwu, 15-7-4 with 2 blocks. Yeah, man. He stole Onyeka Okongwu. He had a really rough slump, but that's good. That's strong. 2 triples, 5-11 from the field, 3-4 from the free throw line. Good stuff, man. CJ McCollum, dude, he's just fitting in very well, man. Look at this. 25 points, 2 rebounds, 7 dimes and a steal, 4 triples, 8-12 from the field, 5-6 from the free throw line. Good stuff, dude. New lease on life, and I'm glad it's on the team that's actually competing. Dyson Daniels, 11-4-6 with 5 steals. Yes. And he made a 3. Oh, it was a good day. It's a good day in the neighborhood. 5-8 from the free throw, from the field in his minutes. He played 29-29 exactly. That's crazy. But good game, man. You love that. That's like a classic Dyson Daniels. Give me the big steal game. Check about these bench guys. There's a lot of stuff. So, like I said, some of this stuff you're going to be able to throw out. Like you had Corey Kispert with 13 points and 2 blocks. Oh, yeah, you're never going to see that again. But yeah, Jonathan Kuminga, 12 points, 2 rebounds, 1 assist, 1 steal, 1 block, 3 triples, 4-6 from the field, 1-2 from the free throw line. I trust the 20 minutes. That looks about right. I wouldn't trust him in the 12-team league, but sure. Gabe Vincent, I forgot he was on the team. 3 points, 4 dimes, 1 steal, 1 block, 1 triple. In his 10 minutes, cool, whatever. Muhammad Gay had 5 points, 4 rebounds, and a steal. In his limited time on the court, like I said, a lot of these guys got minutes, and sometimes they get minutes. Buddy Hield got in the game for 4 minutes. He had I don't want to give him a Tony Snell because he only played 4 minutes, but he didn't do anything. He took 2 shots and missed them. Yeah. This is a mess. Keaton Wallace got in the game. That's how you also know. 2 points, 1 rebound, and 1 assist. And a steal. 4 points, 1 rebound, 1 assist, and a steal. In his 4 minutes. This was a bunch of mess. They were cooking these guys, and everyone got to play. A little nice rec center session over there. Good stuff for the Hawks, man. I'm really excited for their playoff run, too. We'll go to the next team of the day. Ooh, was it another barbecue chicken? Yes, it is. The New York Knicks, 40 ball. The Chicago Bulls, 136-96. We saw a 40 ball yesterday. This one is as impressive because it's not as impressive because the Chicago Bulls just aren't good. We'll go ahead and check on the Bulls, man. Josh Giddey has been in a bad shooting slump, and due to continues, this is like the worst couple of weeks if you're in your playoffs championship. I'm assuming this is your championship by now. Usually you don't want to have your championship be done the last week of the season. Roto, totally different. But this is rough, man. 6 points, 5 rebounds, 5 assists, 2 blocks, 3 of 12, and he missed both free throws. Oh, dude, he is selling. I'm so sorry, guys. He is selling. I've only drafted him in one league this year, and I ended up trading. I traded him. That trade, though, that trade got me second somehow. That was a good trade. But, yeah, man, just the worst time to be bad, you know? We'll talk about the rest of these guys. Matis Buzelis had been rolling. Not the best game from him. 11.6 rebounds, 1 triple, 4 of 9 from the field, 2 of 4 from the free throw line. Just a mess. But to blow out, you're going to see some crazy nonsense. 7 points and 3 steals from Isaac Okoro. I still don't care. 5 points and 4 rebounds from Gershon Yabusele. I wasn't big on roster in 12 teams. Although he has been like around a top 1-10 player. I think I'm good on it though. Personally, that's me. 13 points, 3 rebounds, and 8 dimes from Trey Jones. I do think he's a 12-team leaguer, but a weird 5 of 8 from the free throw line is like, meh. But he did give you 80% from the field to kind of offset that. Colin Sexton at 19, 2-1 with a steal, 5 triples, 6-12 from the field. Survived the blowout. Still, he should be rostered in 12-team leagues. He has been putting up strong numbers, too. 14 points and 6 rebounds from Leonard Miller with 2 triples, 63% from the field. I like his fantasy game. I think you can roster him in 12-team leagues, especially during this last week. He might get some extra bump. So just keep an eye on that. And on the injury report, just in case some guys sat. I know, I think, who sat in this one? Nick Richards? Yeah, I think Nick Richards sat in this one, so he didn't get a chance. He wasn't there, but I like Leonard Miller, and they are giving him some minutes, so I think he's okay in 12 teamers. 7 points, 3 rebounds, and 2 assists from Patrick Williams. Cool, that's fine. Don't care. 3 points, 4 rebounds, and 2 assists from Rob Dillingham. No. 8-2-1 from Lachlan Ulbrich. Oh, my God. That's how you know it's bad. Yeah, we can move on from the Bulls. we'll go ahead and check on the New York Knicks. The Knicks, man, OG Anunoby Cook. This is why I think OG Anunoby needs more shots overall, because, like, honestly, we're just kind of getting tired of this Jalen Brunson hero ball. They don't even want to give Cat his bump, and they need to start giving Cat more shots, too. OG Anunoby, 31-8-2, 1 block, 7 triples. Beautiful percentages, 9-15 from the field, 6-6 from the free throw line. Banger game. Banger game. That is beautiful to see on a Friday. Go if you're finishing all your week. That is beautiful to see. Josh Hart at 7-11-4. 3-5 from the field, only took 5 shots, still played 28 minutes. Although it was a blowout, so it was probably better. And 1-2 from the free throw line. He's all right, man. He kind of like fizzled out. He had a like rough start, and then he was flaming hot, and then he's fizzling out. And he'll put up these like random spotty roller coaster games. I mean, sure, you can roster him in 12-team leagues, but a lot of these dudes that you're seeing are kind of playing like blah. If you got somebody that's, like I said, a silly season hero, you can drop them, guys. This is the last week of the season. Go get some big, strong value from players that aren't, you know, your usual studs to finish out the season. Big Mitch Rob game. It's been a great stream today. 17 points, 11 rebounds, 2 steals, 1 block. 100% from the field, 3 or 4 from the free throw line. They always struggle against centers in Chicago. Beautiful game. 17 and 10 from Jalen Brunson, 1 triple, 6 of 13 from the field, 4 or 4 from the free throw. I didn't need to do much, and that's okay. That's okay. And dude, this is crazy. Look, everybody played. Oh, you got a pretty solid line for Jeremy Sohan. 7 points, 8 rebounds, 1 assist, 1 steal, 1 block. Perfection from the field, 3 or 4 from the free throw line. Okay, respect. No, I mean, we don't care about it for 12 teamers, but I wouldn't even say 14 or 16. But super deep leagues, yeah, sure, whatever. 8 points, 1 rebound, 1 assist, and a steal for Landry Shamet. He's just still in the rotation. Mohamed Diawara, just kind of keeping an eye on him for the future. 6 points and 2 assists in his 12 minutes. Didn't get to do much here. 4, 5, and 3 with a steal from Jordan Clarkson. 2 of 6 from the field. He played only 9 minutes. This is a mess. This is a super blow. Everyone played. 12 minutes from Jose Alvarado. 2 points, 4 rebounds, 3 steals. Yeah, that looks like a shell of a Jose Alvarado line. 8 points, 2 assists, and a steal from Tyler Kolek. They actually got a lot of guards. They need a little bit more front court depth. Pacone Dadier played, and Arohok Porty got minutes. Oh, man. Yeah, it was just a blow. Either way, the Knicks are rolling. Like I said, I don't think the Knicks are a championship team, but they're going to be in the playoffs. And you know their fan base is huge, so they will be tuned in to see how they do. Well, the next game of the day, another blowout, man. Everybody just wanted to put up 140 points today. Jesus Christ. Houston Rockets, 140-106 over the Utah Jazz. Oh, we got some more blowout stuff. And to be fair, this rotation is shorter, so not going to be as much blowout stuff to talk about. For the Jazz, John Conchar's got to start. 3 points, 5 rebounds, 3 assists, 2 steals on the block. Shot bad. Oh, geez, 1 of 7. But that's a John Conchar line. It's all the, like, peripherals with no points. Makes sense. Cody Williams went off today, 27-11-4. 63% from the field, 7-10 from the free throw line. He's one of these silly season heroes that I was talking about. If you can deal with a rough free throw, he can put up numbers. Kyle Filipowski had been rolling, man, and he had an off night, which is okay. 17.7 rebounds, 2 assists and a steal. 50% from the field, 1-1 from the free throw line. Still needs to be rostered. Solid game from Ace Bailey, 22.6 rebounds, 1 assist. 1 block, too. Let me not forget. He's been on a block run, dude. I think the last time I checked, over the last two, it was about a week ago, or about 5 days ago. Like, over the last 2 weeks, he had been averaging like 1.3, 1.4 blocks. Can you imagine next season? Ace Bailey, Lauri Markkanen, Jaren Jackson Jr., and Walker Kessler. Well, sans Lauri Markkanen, he's just not blocking the ball. But those three, dude, I think what Ace Bailey's like 6'8, right? Lori's 7 foot. Jaren is 7 foot. And Kessler's 7 foot. Oh my God. It's like the actual Monstars. And it's like a no fly zone. No one's going to be able to shoot anything. And Keontae George is like a tall guard. He's like 6'4. Whoa, man. Team's going to be huge. It's going to be crazy. We'll go ahead and check on the rest of these dudes. Bryce Sensabaugh had 23-5 with a block, 2 triples, 7-16 from the field, 4-5 from the free throw line. These guys got a tough opponent on Sunday. They will probably play. Yes, they need to be rostered. And they didn't really do much with the bench guys. You know, actually balled out Oscar Tshiebwe. 15 points, 10 rebounds, 1 assist, 2 steals, 7-11 from the field, 1-3 from the free throw line, and 21 minutes. That's impressive. For deeper leagues, yeah, absolutely. The rotation is short, and I don't think they're bringing a lot of these guys back. Elijah Harkless might play next week, but I don't know if Isaiah Collier is coming back. I don't know. You had 2 points and 4 assists for Kenny Chandler. 1 of 9 shooting is rough. That's deeper league stuff. And Bezen Bang is deeper leagues also, who gave you 2 rebounds, 2 assists, 2 steals, and the block in his 29 minutes. We'll go ahead and check on the Houston Rockets. Yep, look at his rotation. Oh, my God. Everyone wanted to play. They, you know what? They just wanted me to talk more in the podcast today. That's what they want. I'm convinced. Tarishan just can't miss now. 16.7 rebounds, 2 triples, 70% from the field. This is his regression and like extremes, the outliers, dude, they are extreme. That's extreme. He went to like shooting 7% from 3. And now this is 67%. He shot Super Bowl last game, and now he can't miss 70% from the field. Ooh-wee, that's a roller coaster. It's hard to trust. especially when you're playing fantasy. Hopefully he can find some consistency next season. Reed Shepard had 12-2-7 with a steal in the block, four triples, 40% from the field. Yes, needs to be rostered. Absolutely. Still a strong game after that big one he had the other day. Amen Thompson, 21-8-4, two steals, 7-11 from the field, 7-9 from the free throw line. Just a baller, dude. Just a baller. Would love to see him get a jumper. I don't know if that's going to happen, but that'd be great. Apron Sengun kind of took a little bit of a backseat here, 19-4-5. Great shooting from the field, but 3-6 from the free throw line. Yep, he was due for one of them. Like I said, he's a good punter, free throw center. If you can, like, put him along with a bunch of guards that got, like, high free throw and you just want him to be your center with extra assists, beautiful. That's a great way to build around the next season. Or you just go all in the punt free throw. Just put him with a punt free throw build, like a Giannis, or he's good with, like, Luka, you know, or something like that. Or even, you could even do, I don't know, I'm assuming Jokic's free throw will be better next season. I don't know what the heck he's doing this season. But you could put him a Jokic. And you got these crazy, like, triple-double watch guards. Triple-double watch centers. Just go on mad. And it's okay. That's a great way to knock out all your PRA and literally two players. Jabari Smith Jr., 18-5-1 steal, four triples. 6-16 from the field. Yeah, I took a lot of shots. 2-2 from the free throw line. Solid game. Still like that top 100 player that you just kind of roll out. Strong Kevin Durant game, dude. 25-5-6, two blocks, two triples, crazy percentages, 8-12 from the field, 7-8 from the free throw line. Vintage, man. It's vintage art. It's vintage art. You had a lot of guys that played on the bench, 7.6 rebounds and two assists from Jayshon Tate in 12 minutes. That's pretty good for 12 minutes, but yeah. 6 points, three assists, and a steal from Aaron Holiday. Clint Capella had a pretty solid game. 2 points, four rebounds, one assist, one steal, two blocks. That's a deeper league center if you ever need him. I'm talking about like 20 team. Because you know Sengun's getting most of those minutes, but yeah. A lot of these dudes played off the bench, and we know it was a mess because it was a blowout, of course. Next game, we'll keep it just on rolling at least one more before we take a little bit of a break. The Toronto Raptors get a dub, 128-96. Dude, was this blowouts all day? Was that what we were supposed to talk about all day, was blocks? Huge game from G.G. Jackson. 30 points, 5 rebounds, 1 assist, 1 block, 3 triples, 10-16 from the field, 7-9 from the free throw line. Banger. This is a banger game. Got to get props for pops to do. Cedric Howard had 15-2-1 with a steal in the block, 2 triples, 5-11 from the field, 3-4 from the free throw line. That's solid, but it's all right. Honestly, I don't even know if you need a roster. Be real with you. Taylor Hendricks, 9-3-1 with the steal. I was hoping with him starting, he'd be able to do more, but he didn't do that much more. 4 points and four rebounds from Ryan Rupert. Yeah, it's deeper league stuff. Javon Small. Yeah, man. I mean, usually he's a pretty good percentages guy. 14-6-4, two triples, 5-11 from the field, 2-3 from the free throw line. I'd like him starting. I don't think they'd bring back Ty Jerome the rest of the season. Yeah, honestly, they don't have a reason to. They don't have a reason to. You had Dariq Whitehead. Oh, I remember him. I remember good old Dariq Whitehead. 8 points, four rebounds, two assists, three steals. I think he signed a 10-day hardship with them, so he's on the team. One triple, 30% from the field, 1-3 from the free throw line. Hey, if they let him loose next like week, that makes sense. He play out the rest of the season. They let him loose next week. Dude's a pretty strong stat stuffer. I keep an eye on him on deeper leagues. You had 5 points and four rebounds on Lucas Williamson. Yeah, you could probably skip over that. 7 points and seven rebounds for Toby Okoni. One steal, one block. They're getting everybody on the court, man. It's that time of the season. I don't know. I mean, I keep an eye on like G.G. Jackson and those guys, but it's a mess in Memphis right now. A lot of these teams, it's hard. I mean, unless you, like you said, you got the studs that you can have on your team, you can avoid these dudes. Just avoid them, man. We want to see who bought out for the Toronto Raptors. It was mostly R.J. Barrett. 25 points, 3 rebounds, 4 assists, 1 block, 4 triples. 53% on 17 shots. Okay, brother. He did it. Yeah, it's a good game. 8-7-4 with 2 steals and a block from Jakob Poeltl. 4-6 from the field. That's just he actually had 4 fouls too, so he had a little bit lower minutes. But you can see the outlines, man. Jakob Poeltl was just hurt all season. Sad. Scottie Barnes, 10-3-6 with 2 steals. 4-6 from the field, 2-2 from the free throw line. Didn't need to do as much. Ooh, 6 assists and 5 turnovers is a little rough, but didn't need to do as much, and we can forgive him in our good graces because he's been absolutely pretty crazy recently. 17-7-5 with the block from Brandon Ingram, two triples, 6-11 from the field, 3-3 from the free throw line. That's pretty solid for him. Jacoby Walter got the start at point guard. They didn't start Jamal Shedd. He had 7-8-1 with two steals, 2-9 from the field, 3-3 from the free throw line. Jamal Shedd had 11-1-6 with two steals. Good assist streamer. I think he's more so assist, and sometimes you look into a good line. 2-3 from the field, 6-7 from the free throw line. Whoa, you got to the line today. That was no pun intended. I swear I didn't see that first. Colin Marbolos had 23 minutes, 19 points and 4 rebounds with an assist on 70% from the field. Rough free throw, but I do like the scoring in that one. It's good to see him actually have a good scoring game, even without the defense stats. Chandler Mamukelevili also got some time in the court, 10-6-2 in his 20 minutes. And like I said, at this point, it's blowout central, man. Everyone played. 8 points, 2 steals on the block, or 3 rebounds for AJ Lawson. Cool, whatever. 7 points and 4 rebounds for Grady Dick. It's 7 minutes. He was getting like solid minutes at the beginning of the season. Dude's out of the rotation. Basically. Some nights he's out of the rotation. Sad. Either way, the Raptors get the dub is pretty easy. All these guys are like smooth selling, like barbecue chicken games. It's been bad all along. I think it's another one. It is, dude. Sorry, guys. I'm giving you like blowout after blowout. Boston Celtics barbecue chicken the Milwaukee Bucks 133-101. Sad, sad day. We'll go ahead and check and see what happened over here for the Milwaukee Bucks. Ryan Rollins didn't play. Is he done? He might be done. He might be done. I'm just going to be honest. He might be done. I'd keep an eye on it. Miles Turner played, though. 4 points and 2 blocks. Dude, it's been a mess. It's a mess. I'm sorry, guys. If you drafted him, I drafted him in one league, and I hate it. It's been a mess this season. I do think it's going to be a bounce back next year because people are going to be off of him. I'm going to draft Miles Turner. Dude sucks. That's the first thing they say. Dude's crap, man. He was absolutely terrible last season. Things will be a bounce back next year, especially if you get him for cheap. You should do it. But this season's been garbage. It's been garbage. You want Usman Jang to hoop? He had 9 points and 3 rebounds on 27%. Just crap the bed. It's too much for us for a little consistency. I wasn't expecting last game, but I was expecting something better than this. And then he went to the locker room and didn't return. We don't even know if he's injured. We don't even know. I would keep an eye out just to see what happens. I would hold through this last week, especially if we can let him run loose, but ew, man. Rough. Nice 14 points, 10 rebounds for Pete Nance. He's in the starting lineup. Dude, if he's in the starting lineup, you might want to take a look at him as a stream next week. Baroda? Might want to stream him. 4 triples, 5-11 from the field. That's strong, man. Kyle Kuzma had 14-7-3, 2 triples, 6-14 from the field in his 25 minutes. I mean, it's okay. I'm never going to tell you to pick up Kyle Kuzma. I mean, I'm not the biggest fan of Kyle Kuzma, but sure, if you want to grab him, I understand. 15 points, 5 assists, and a steal with 5 triples from A.J. Green. Strong game in his 31 minutes. If he's shooting well, you might want to consider him, too. They look like they're rolling him out. And then it was a bunch of mess. I said to keep an eye on, I wrote about Cormac Ryan on the Blur feed on Sport Eagles page. I said keep an eye on him. He's getting minutes, man. He probably could do better than this. Maybe not as good as the game he had before, but 11 points, 2 assists, 1 block, 2 triples, 5 of 5 from the free throw line. He just had 2 of 7 from the field. Deeper leagues, yeah, I might grab him, man. Might be worth it. Torian Prince was on a heater. What is this? 18 points, 2 assists, 1 steal, 1 block, 4 triples, 88%, 7 of 8. Oh, okay. Okay, Torian Prince. Yeah, I'm not believing that, but sure, whatever. Good line. Gary Harris, I'd be forgetting he's on the team. 5 points, 3 assists with a steal. Cool. Whatever. Super. That's super deep. That's like 30 deep stuff. 7 points, 1 assist, and 1 steal from Andrew Jackson. And you had Jericho Sims, who had 3 points, 4 rebounds, 6 dimes. Oh, and 3 or 4 from the free throw line. He actually didn't even take a shot. He just got, tried to attempt to take a shot, but he got fouled. We're going to check on the Boston Celtics. They just rolled these dudes, man. The usual lineup, Derek White, Jaylen Brown, Jason Tatum, yep, Amaze Kidd, and Sam Hauser, yep, normal guys. Started Sam Hauser, 13-6-2, 3 triples, yep, that's what he does, 5-8, 5-6 from the field. There's your 3-point streamer, one of the elite ones. Jason Tatum, big game, man. 23, 11, and 9 with 3 steals, 4 triples, 8 of 16 from the field, 3 of 4 from the free throw line. I'm excited about Jason Tatum next season because, dude, what is this rebounding? Where is this coming from? We saw the season before. He was averaging 6 assists a game. But what is this? Dude's averaging like 10 boards, guys, on his Achilles. Where is this coming from? If he's going to imagine, the biggest thing is he can't shoot because, you know, he's coming back. And this is a good game. And this is like a good shooting game. But if he's shooting around at 47, 48%, and he's grabbing 10 boards, he's in his prime years. Like, he's going to be, I think, 27, 28 next year? Oh, man. I could see a 25 and 10, 6 assists, a steal, 3 triples, 48%, 85 from the field, or free throw line. Oh, bro, that's a top 10 guy. Like, true top 10 Tatum. I've been watching it, man. You might want to consider drafting Jason Tatum next season. If you get the chance to, of course, that is. Nemanja Skeda, or if you get someone better, please. Please don't get like first round pick number one and then you draft like Jason Tatum or Victor Wembanyama. Oh my God. Oh my God, please. I don't want that to sit on my conscience. 19 points, 10 rebounds, 2 assists, and 4 blocks for Nemanja Skeda. Big game. 8-11 from the field, 3-4 from the free throw line. Jaylen Brown, 26, 3-4, 2 steals, 2 triples. Still getting a bunch of shots, and he got to the line, man. 10 of 11 at the free throw line. That's very strong. 7 of 17 is whatever, but still, strong game. He's been the usage guy this season, and I think they're still rolling that out. They're still getting him the extra shots. Derek White, 17, 3-5, 5 triples, 6-11 from the field. That's all. I mean, given the fact that it was a blowout, cool. You have Peyton Pritchard with a strong game, 16 points, 6 dimes, 3 rebounds, 2 triples, 7-12 from the field. Take those two, man. These guys got, damn, they actually cooked them. And then basically nobody did anything on the bench besides Jordan Walsh, who had 7 points and 2 rebounds. And Charles Bassey, forgot he was on the team, 6 points and 1 rebound. You don't have to worry about these guys. Good stuff from the Boston Celtics. They got the job done. Guys, you only got 2 games left today, and I stopped here for a good reason. If you are watching this on the Fantasy NBA Today feed with the Legends, Doc McBroom, you love what you see over here at the Box Score Breakdown side. I know we're wrapping up the season, but we love that you guys hang out with us. With me and homie William Spill, please make sure you like and subscribe wherever you see this, whether it's Twitter, YouTube, Spotify, Apple, Sports Ethos page, some random website that I don't know about, but I'm going to try and figure it out before next season happens. So you can keep up with all the extras right after the games, Monday through Friday, all the trends, the losers, the ads, random basketball news, and of course, a couple of laughs along the way. We love having you guys here, and it's been an absolutely beautiful season because of it. Last 2 games of the day. Oh, boy. For those that are watching, you could see it. The man Cooper Flagg is the only rookie in NBA history to put up a 50 burger. Wow, dude. Of course, they lost. Orlando Magic win 138-127, but we could just start with him. 51 points, 6 rebounds, 3 assists, 3 steals, 1 block, 6 triples, 19 of 30 from the field. It was efficient, and he only took 7 free throws, and he made all 7. We will be drafting him in the second round next year. I think it's towards the end. I'm thinking about, you know, like, who's going to be there? Like a Kevin Durant. Somebody might want to take Kevin Durant over him, I understand. Somebody's going to want to take Steph because Steph has plenty of fanboys and fangirls out there. Sure. Maybe Booker. Oh, I might draft this guy over Booker, man. Booker was crap. Only Booker. This is Booker's game also. He's not really good defensive stats. We might be drafting Cooper Flagg in the second round next year, dude. Wow. That's impressive. I also think, yeah, I don't think this rookie of the year race is over. That's a huge statement, man. It's a huge statement. Good game for him. Talk about the rest of these guys. It kind of stunk. I said a few off the bench. Najee Marshall, 9 points, 4 rebounds, 2 assists, 1 steal. Was back. He got 12 shots. He just made 3 of them. Bad shooting. Just bad game overall. Daniel Gafford had 7 points, 3 rebounds, 1 assist, 2 steals, 2 blocks. Other defensive stats, he played 20 minutes. That's just Daniel Gafford. 3-6 from the free throw line. It's a toss-up, man. Like, I want him to be Daniel Gafford, but he isn't. 2.7 rebounds, 5 assists on the block for Ryan Emhart. 22 minutes. He shot 1 of 6 from the field. He's more of a deeper center. I'm sorry, deeper league guard if you need him. You don't need to grab him 12-teamers. 14-5-3 with 3 triples from Max Christie. That's solid. That's a good shooting night for him. 4-7 from the field, 3-3 from the free throw line. I think he's more of a 14-team league guy to me, but sure, like, whatever. If you want him in 12-teamers, so I understand. Brandon Williams, this is why we kind of want him to get big minutes. 23 points, 2 rebounds, 5 assists, 2 steals. 7-15 from the field, 9-11 from the free throw line. Wow, nice. It's a good game. I know he can be rostered in deep release for sure, but, man, if they let him loose this last week of the season, I think they're going to do an Emhart. We'd absolutely roster. Klay Thompson, one of these random heater games. 18 points, 2 assists, 4 triples, 7-13 from the field. Got to thank Megan Stallion for that one. Thanks, Megan. We appreciate you. 4 rebounds and 2 assists for good old John Polakidis and his 20 minutes. And that's pretty much it for these guys. We're going to check on Orlando Magic. Of course, Franz is there. 18 points, 4 rebounds, 1 assist, 1 steal. 8-12 from the field, 2-2 from the free throw line. Solid. In 17 minutes, that's really strong. His minutes are going to be super capped going into the playoffs. It may not be worth it, but I understand. Like, it's the name value. And if he's sitting on your waiver wire and you grab him, I understand. You know, I actually had a pretty good game. Wendell Carter Jr., dude. 28 points, 6 rebounds, 3 assists, 2 triples. 10 of 10 at the free throw line. 8 of 16 on the field. Whoa. Yeah, that's a good game. Paolo Dello, some foul trouble. He had 10-7-5. Bad game. This is a bad game. 1 of 5 from the free throw. Oh, Paolo, dude, they're going to start calling you PB No J again. Oh, man. Thought we were over this. Sigh. Desmond Bane, this is a baller. This is a baller, man. He's a baller. 27-7-5. 3 steals, 3 triples. 8 of 13 from the field, 8 of 9 from the free throw line, bro. I don't know where he's going to go in drafts. Like, if you got him in the 5th round, I don't even think I'd be mad. If people did it this year, and look at him, he's in the 30s. And I know it's a useless thing of guys going down and all that, but dude, man, Desmond Bane's really good. They gave away picks for him. Desmond Bane's also like 27, 28. He's still in his, like, he's like right in the middle of his prime. He's good for at least another 3 years, I feel like. And even then, after that, he might even increase. I don't know what's going to happen when he's like 31, 32. I think he's probably even good after that. Strong, man. This is a strong, solid player. To me, he's the new Tobias Harris, but he's got a little bit more flair than Tobias Harris does. Jalen Suggs, 19, 4 rebounds, 9 dimes, 3 steals, 3 triples. Man, it's like I said, his team has talent. I don't know what's wrong. They should have won this game. They got talent, though, man. They still got Anthony Black, who's not playing. Like, I don't know. 19 points, 5 rebounds, 1 assist, 1 steal, 1 block, 3 triples from Tristan Da Silva. Strong game. Like I said, he has these games where it's like, oh, man, I need to roster my 12-teamers. And then you see a game where he has, like, 8 points and 3 rebounds, and he took, like, 2 shots. And it's like, do I need to roster this dude? 14-teamers, sure, I give you that one. 8-4-4 with a steal from Jamal Cain. 1 triple, 2 of 3 from the field. 3 of 3 from the free throw line. Deeper league guy. He has his services. And you have 5 points, 4 assists, and 1 steal from Javon Carter, who also gave you a triple. Good win, but I don't know, man. I want to see the Magic get it together, and I don't know if they're going to be able to. I don't know. Last game of the day. This is not expected. The New Orleans Pelicans should not be losing games. Dude, not especially not to the Sacramento Kings. Oh my God, are you serious? 117-113. The Kings win it over the Pelicans. We'll start with the Pelicans, man. I mentioned at the show, shout out to Admiral Nita, who watches the show a lot, on Hoof to Stream. And I said, ooh, I might ride the hot hand. Jeremiah Fears. Look at it. I feel proud, man. I got that one right. 28 points, 8 rebounds, 6 assists, 5 triples, 10 of 19 from the field, 3 of 3 from the free throw line. They might roll him rest of the way. No, I think Jonathan Murray's in a good time, but they're going to give him minutes off the bench, and that's what matters. Even Derek Queen got his 27 minutes again. 8 points, 6 rebounds, 2 assists, 5 steals, and a block. Okay. 30% from the field, 2-2 from the free throw line. It's the Kings, but sure. Sadiq Bey had 20 points, 3 assists, a steal, 1 triple, 7-15 from the field, 5-5 from the free throw line. I think he's going to be featured next year. You might be drafting him around the top 110 or top 120. Why not? 13-6-3 with a steal from Zion. Not his best game. He's in a weird little spot. They're also like cutting his minutes down, dude. You can't afford to lose, man. You got to get this team that can absolutely probably contend another big pick. These dudes suck. Trey Murphy, 13-4-4. He's like slowly simmering down. 2 blocks, 1 triple, 5-9 from the field, 2-2 from the free throw line. Come on, man. You're gonna need a little better than that. 6-7-2 from Eve Missy. We know he starts when DeJounte Murray's out. That's just kind of mid. And Herb Jones actually moved down to the guard spot. He had 3 points and a steal. Yeah, man. He's so wishy-washy. He's like a good defender on the court, but man, sometimes his value is like off. And I don't think he's even someone you want to roster and in most formats. Micah Peavy had 8-3-3 with 4 steals. That's strong. 2 triples, 2-5 from the field, 2-2 from the free throw line. They're giving him extra minutes down the stretch. If they're going to start just giving their dudes extra minutes, even Jordan Hawkins got 20. He had 14 points and 4 triples on 5-7 shooting. Y'all can't afford to, like, the more games you lose, they might be locked in. Actually, I didn't get a chance to look at that. They may be locked into a spot to where that pick that they get is sold. But, like, dude, you want to, I don't know, man. I'm not the front office of the Pelicans. What can I say? Well, then check on what happened over here. Dude, look at Nee Clifford. This is why I was like, man, are they going to let him loose finally? They did here. I think Russ might be done. Yeah, I think Russ might be done. And we're not seeing Keegan Murray again for sure. 23-5-6 with a steal, 4 triples, 9-16 from the field, 1-2 from the free throw line. Okay. I like that. Devin Carter's getting minutes, finally. 9.6 rebounds, 3 assists, still in the block, 2 triples. Probably a little bit better scoring. He only shot 30% and 1-3 from the free throw line. Ew. But if he had made those shots, it'd have been a strong line. He could have had like 15-6-3 still in the block. That's useful. Maxine Reynolds, yeah, here we go. Back to the big scoring. 28 points, 9 rebounds, 4 assists, 11-14 from the field, 6-7 from the free throw line. Yeah, if they get rid of Sabonis, we might be drafting Reynolds higher than I would want to, but we might have to. Press is true. I'm also interested in what this man's future looks like. What are we doing here? 12.7 rebounds, 2 assists, 2 steals, 60% from the field, misses only free throw, but he's been like strong down the stretch, man. What are we doing? And you had DeMar DeRozan with 14-2-5 and 2 steals. He's got to get out of here. 7-11 from the field. For his own sake, you don't want to be in this tanking mess, man. Go try and find a contender and come off the bench. Try. At least try next season. Not much off the bench. You had, actually, I'm wrong. 6 points, 8 rebounds, and 5 blocks from Dylan Cardwell. He's going to be a strong backup center, dude. Perfection from the field, 3-3. It'll be interesting. Yeah, that might be a guy you take a flyer on, and he mess around and get value out of him because he can do pretty well per minute. And Daquan Powden had 7 points, 3 rebounds, 1 assist, and 1 steal in his 30 minutes. Of course, they're giving Killian Hayes 19 minutes. He shot 1 of 8, but he gave me 5 assists, you know? You gotta take what you can get. And Doug McDermott had 3 points, 3 rebounds, and 2 assists in his 18 minutes. I can't believe they won. I was gonna do it like it was a losing team, but I forgot they won. I forgot they won. Guys, that is it for me. Not only for this day, that is it for me from this season. It has been an absolute honor to be the co-host of the Box Score Breakdown. I've had an amazing year with all of you, getting a chance to meet some people on Twitter, talk to people in the chat. And it means the world for us to have you guys support us through this journey. I will not be here next week. You will have the homie Williams build the entire week. So that is it for me. But you will see me during the 2026-2027 season. Please feel free to keep in touch. My Twitter's there at BlackLinks1. I'm always on the blurb feed. I'll float around in the Discord. I love to talk to you guys. I appreciate the support along the way. And I truly hope that you guys were able to win your leagues. Not saying you got your whole draft plan and stuff for me, but even if it was one single pickup and just kind of keeping up on the knowledge, I hope I was able to help you along the way. Thank you for watching Box Score Breakdown, presented by FanDuel. Once again, I'm your host, Tim Woodson, signing out for the year. I will see you all next season.